This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj.
Jeff Sundu. Sorry, jump the gun there.
Sorry, mate. You wanted to go on with some of these tweets you're getting, is it right?
WhatsApp messages. So Bing message. Depending on how you use them, before Instagram, we buy what Steffi Graf wears for tennis, and then Nike decided to have clothing worn by ordinary people. Instagram brings ordinary to you on social media. It's how you use them.
Which is exactly what Quan Wan Hong has said over on Instagram, who said, it's just a fancy label for brand ambassadors. Mm. No need to hype it up more than it deserves.
Mm-hmm. And then Daniel Lee Kian Po says, basically using the social media influencer is a trend, but as a marketer, they really need to think through, because of ROI of using influencers is very difficult to measure. I'm a true believer on creative advertisement, and targeted advertisement is the best method. Also, Chiang message, there's already a term for opinions. They are called key opinion leaders, or hashtag KOL. And then Vivegan Murali Darren, he says, are social media influencers worth the investment? He says, yes, they are, provided they're bringing in consistent revenue, which I think they'd continue doing so by because of the irony of people generally being more willing to trust advertising and endorsements by individuals who are deemed to be neutral without business motives, rather than the large evil corporations out to get your money. So yeah, and Kevin message saying, good afternoon, guys. I have a friend who opened an F&B outlet in a famous mall in PJ last year, and he hired a few social media influencers to drop by during the opening day. They came, they took some selfies, photos, and left. Everything happened within less than 30 minutes. Soon after, some of their fans showed up hoping to meet and take photos with these influencers, but they have left. The fans end up leaving the outlet as well without dining at my friend's place. I am not sure if social media influencers is actually promoting certain business, is useful in promoting certain businesses. So yeah, good point there.
Yeah, we have a message from That's My Full Name, who says that I've seen an influencer at an event she was invited to. I've always thought influencers are fabulous people leading fabulous lives. She looked bored and just sat with another bored influencer. I don't believe influencers, especially those who have more photos of themselves.
Ooh. Take away their phones and see how they react. Mm. If they start trembling and shivering and stuff like that, then you're not an influencer. You're not. Anyways, some say bigger is always better, but researchers at the MIT Institute will tell you that when it comes to technology, smaller things are far more impressive, because MIT researchers have announced that they have invented a way to shrink objects to nanoscale, smaller than what you can see with a microscope, using a laser. That means they can take any simple structure and reduce it to 1/1000th of its size. And this technology, it's called implosion fabrication, and it could be applied to anything from developing smaller microscopes and also maybe cell phone lenses to even creating tiny robots that can improve your everyday life. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are just thinking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That movie that came out in 1989, if I'm mistaken. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Such a classic movie. Yeah. But, you know, this new method has plenty of cool real-world use cases. You can't shrink your kids just yet. For example, though, scientists are exploring ways to add tiny robotic particles to cancer drugs that can seek out only the cancerous cell. So, you know, imagine your cancer drug is already like a pill. Imagine a tiny nano robot in that pill itself. So, yeah. So, forget microchips. MIT says that this technology could even be used to develop smaller nanochips electronics. This cutting-edge technique simply requires two very simple things: a laser and an absorbent gel, which is commonly used in baby diapers. Now, these materials that are mostly biology and engineering labs already have them. So how it works is, actually using a laser, researchers make a structure with the absorbent gel akin to writing a pen in 3D, and then they can attach the material, like it's metal, DNA, or these tiny quantum dot particles, to the structure, and then they use the laser to shrink it to its miniature size. How they discovered this method is kind kind of like how the movie Honey, I Blew Up the Kids, which is the follow-up to it, I think in 1992 or something around there. It's basically reversing the same method of them trying to, you know, blow up things that are really small. They call this expansion microscopy, which is a process that involves injecting a material into a gel and then making it larger, therefore easier to see. So what they did was they just reversed this around and they realized that, hey, hang on a minute, we can actually make nano-sized objects here. Very, very cool.
You know, sometimes I wish I was working in some of these labs.
In MIT?
Yeah. What does this button do? Whoa!
What if I reverse that process, right? Yeah. I just want to go through their fail book. Like that would be fascinating as well, right? Just to go through what they actually tried and failed. Yeah. And I'm sure there will be some really daft kind of ideas.
But look at the tech that can come out of this. Oh. You know, being able to shrink stuff down to like nanoparticles or whatever size it is, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Medtech
is the next big wave. You know, fintech came in 2 years ago and, you know, it's now moving some places. Medtech will have a little bit more of a difficulty compared to the financial space because it's medical, it's the health itself. Mm. But if you can actually, and there is plans to, you know, have pills where you just take this pill and it just sits in your body, and when it detects there is a problem, it goes around and solves that issue. Whether it's, you know, some virus that it needs to bring out World War III in your body, or if it's just some damaged cell, that pill that you swallow will adjust to it, or will at least send an alert out. But you know, it's difficult to envision it now because it's tough to get things smaller down to that scale. But now you have a laser and a gel that came from baby diaper wipers, you know, and you go like, man, there you go.
Yeah.
We can now shrink stuff and you just have to swallow this this pill.
This is wonderful. We've had baby diapers and crap all on the same show.
All on the same show. You talk
amazing.
About important stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But no, but how is this, like, when I see stuff like this, I wonder how is it not like headline news? You know what I mean? Like, it's they do stuff that's so big that could like revolutionize the way they, like medtech, like how
this
medtech would work. It's amazing. But it,
you know why?
Why?
Because people like Cardi B have broken up with her boyfriend and it's all become all over the news, and that's the big ridiculous thing, isn't it?
Influencers.
You know? Influencers, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But this is the reason why people should listen to Enterprise Biz Bytes.
Of course.
Yeah. You get a bit of both worlds.
Yeah.
Also, Implosion Fabrication sounds like an album by The Muse.
It does,
You know, you could have it sounds like a cool album. Yeah.
It's like Supermassive Black Hole kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Sticking with the Brits and their wonderful taste in music, let's have some Blur, shall we?
Talking about you for a moment there.
There's no other way up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you want to get in touch regarding that story, are social media influencers worth the investment? You know the numbers by now, but I'll tell you again. 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We need to take a short break. But don't forget, if you want to stand the chance of winning a Nala Designs travel kit, all you have to do is just send us a message. You know, make sure it relates to the show, though. And the most interesting one stands a very good chance of winning it. It's worth 200 ringgit, ladies and gents. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. And when we come back, how Ford have invented a noise-cancelling doghouse. Yeah, you heard that right. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.